The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of reviews of the movies and plays on the TRRS website. Go to www.triangleReadingService.org, click on the podcast link, and then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow up later. And so what we have in the way of plays, first up, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, plays at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 28th. It's a 5 p.m. show. The Rainmaker plays at Titmus Theater at NC State University campus, and it's on Friday, November 9th, 7:30 p.m. A Midsummer Night's Dream plays at the Triad Stage in Greensboro on Saturday, November 17th at 2 p.m. Jersey Boys at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, November 17th, also at 2 p.m. She Loves Me at Playmakers on Tuesday, November 20th, 7:30 p.m. The Weir at Burning Coal in their Murphy School Auditorium, Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. A 1940s Radio Christmas Carol at Cary Players on Sunday, December 2nd, 3 p.m. Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater on December 9th at 5 p.m. And A Christmas Carol at the Wayne's Brands Theater in Winston-Salem on Saturday, December 15th, and that's at 2 p.m. We'll have more information, like I say, about those towards the end of the broadcast. The following movie theaters show movies with audio description. And this is the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. The Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. The Beaver Creek 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. The White Oak 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. And the Greensboro Grand at 3205 North Line Avenue in Greensboro. Now, these are all Regal Theaters, and Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters, information such as screening times, and what you can do is simply call 844-462-7342 and then follow the menu prompts. I'm going to give that phone number again, and it's 844-462-7342. And then you simply follow the prompt either for the theater that you wish to go to or for the movie that you want to see. So let us take a look and see what they have for us movie-wise. A Simple Favor is rated R. It's playing at the Crossroads in Cary, the North Hills, and the Briar Creek, both in Raleigh. A Star is Born, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Bad Times at the El Royale, it's rated PG-13. It plays at all of these theaters as well. Colette, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Bad High Ho, that's B-A-D-H-A-A-I, Ho, it's not rated. It plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Crazy Rich Asians. It's PG-13, plays only at North Hills. First Man, it's rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween, it's rated PG-13. It plays at all of the theaters except for the Timberline. Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, is rated PG-13. It plays at the Crossroads in Cary. Halloween 2018, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Night School, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills in Raleigh, Briar Creek in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, and the Timberline. I'm sorry, not the Timberline. Okay, all those other ones. Smallfoot, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. The Hate U Give plays at all of the theaters except for the Timberline. The House with a Clock in Its Walls is rated PG. It plays at the Crossroads, Beaver Creek, Briar Creek, and Briar Creek. The Nun, rated R, plays only at the White Oak in Garner. The Old Man and the Gun is rated PG-13. It plays only at Crossroads in Cary. Sisters Brothers, rated R, plays everywhere except the Timberline. And Venom, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. And now I'm going to give some preview information. I normally give preview information just on the most recent ones, but we didn't have any preview information a couple of weeks ago, so here comes preview on all of them. Halloween 2018, rated R for horror, violence, and bloody images, also for language, brief nudity, and drug use. Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, comes to find her final confrontation with Michael Myers, the masked figure who has haunted her since she narrowly escaped his killing spree on Halloween night 4 decades ago. This is the genre is horror or suspense thriller. The movie runs 1 hour and 46 minutes. A Simple Favor is rated R for language throughout, drug use, sexual content, some graphic nude images, and violence. It runs 1 hour and 56 minutes. A Simple Favor, directed by Paul Feig, centers around Stephanie, played by Anna Kendrick, a mommy vlogger who seeks to uncover the truth behind her best friend Emily's sudden disappearance from their small town. And Emily is played by Blake Lively. This is a suspense thriller. A Star is Born is rated R for substance abuse, some sexuality and nudity, and language throughout. It runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. In this new take on the tragic love story, Bradley Cooper plays seasoned musician Jackson Maine, who discovers and falls in love with struggling artist Allie, played by Lady Gaga. She has just about given up on her dream to make it big as a singer, until Jack coaxes her into the spotlight. But even as Allie's career takes off, the personal side of their relationship is breaking down as Jack fights an ongoing battle with his own internal demons. Bad Times at the El Royale is rated R for some drug content, language, brief nudity, and strong violence. It runs 2 hours and 21 minutes. The El Royale is a rundown hotel that sits on the border between California and Nevada. It soon becomes a seedy battleground when 7 strangers, a clerk, a soul singer, a traveling salesman, 2 sisters, and the manager of the mysterious Billy Lee, converge on a fateful night for 1 last shot at redemption before everything goes wrong. And this is of the suspense thriller genre. Colette is rated R for some sexuality and nudity. It runs 1 hour and 52 minutes. After marrying a successful Parisian writer known commonly as Willie, played by Dominic West. Sidonie Gabrielle Collette, played by Keira Knightley, is transplanted from her childhood home in rural France to the intellectual and artistic splendor of Paris. Soon after, Willie convinces Collette to ghostwrite for him. She pens a semi-autobiographical novel about a witty and brazen country girl named Claudine, sparking a bestseller and a cultural sensation. After its success, Collette and Willie become the talk of Paris, and their adventures inspire additional Claudine novels. Collette's fight over creative ownership and gender roles drive her to overcome societal constraints, revolutionizing literature, fashion, and sexual expression. And this is a drama. Crazy Rich Asians is rated PG-13 for some suggestive content and language. It runs 2 hours. Rachel Chu is happy to accompany her longtime boyfriend, Nick, to his best friend's wedding in Singapore. She's also surprised to learn that Nick's family is extremely wealthy, and he's considered one of the country's most eligible bachelors. Thrust into the spotlight, Rachel must now contend with jealous socialites, quirky relatives, and something far, far worse, Nick's disapproving mother. And this is a comedy. First Man is rated PG-13 for peril, brief, strong language, and some thematic content. It runs 2 hours and 18 minutes. On the heels of their six-time Academy Award-winning smash, La La Land, Oscar-winning director Damien Chazelle and star Ryan Gosling re-team for Universal Pictures' First Man, the riveting story of NASA's mission to land a man on the moon, focusing on Neil Armstrong and the years 1961 through 1969. A visceral, first-person account based on the book by James R. Hansen, the movie will explore the sacrifices and the cost on Armstrong and on the nation of one of the most dangerous missions in history. And this is a drama. Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween, is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 30 minutes. While collecting junk one day, best friends Sonny and Sam meet Slappy, a mischievous talking dummy from an unpublished Goosebumps book by R.L. Stein. Hoping to start his own family, Slappy kidnaps Sonny's mother and brings all of his ghoulish friends back to life, just in time for Halloween. As the sleepy town becomes overrun with monsters, witches, and other mysterious creatures, Sonny joins forces with his sister, Sam, and a kindly neighbor to save Sonny's mom and foil Slappy's plan. This is a comedy action adventure. Night School, rated PG-13 for some drug references, language, crude and sexual content, and violence, runs 1 hour and 51 minutes. Teddy Walker, played by Kevin Hart, is a successful salesman whose life takes an unexpected turn when he accidentally blows up his place of employment. Forced to attend night school to get his GED, Teddy soon finds himself dealing with a group of misfit students, his former high school nemesis and a feisty teacher, played by Tiffany Haddish, who doesn't think he's too bright. And this is a comedy. Smallfoot is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 38 minutes. A Yeti named Migo, played by Channing Tatum, stirs up his community when he discovers something that he didn't know existed. A human. And this is an animated movie. The Hate You Give, and that's The Hate, and then a capital U, and then the word give. It's rated PG-13 for mature thematic elements, language, drug material, and some violent content. It runs 2 hours and 13 minutes. Star Carter is constantly switching between two worlds, the poor, mostly black neighborhood where she lives, and the wealthy, mostly white prep school that she attends. The uneasy balance between these worlds is soon shattered when she witnesses the fatal shooting of her childhood best friend at the hands of a police officer. Facing pressure from all sides of the community, Star must find her voice and decide to stand up for what's right. And this is a drama. The House with a Clock in Its Walls is rated PG. The running time is 1 hour and 45 minutes. 10-year-old Lewis goes to live with his uncle in a creaky old house that contains a mysterious tick-tock noise. When Lewis accidentally awakens the dead, the town's sleepy facade magically springs to life with a secret world of witches and warlocks. And this is a comedy action adventure. The Nun, rated R for terror, disturbing bloody images and violence, runs 1 hour and 36 minutes. When a young nun at a cloistered abbey in Romania takes her own life, a priest with a haunted past and a novitiate on the threshold of her final vows are sent to the Vatican to investigate. Together they uncover the order's unholy secret. Risking not only their lives but their faith and their very souls, they confront a malevolent force in the form of the same demonic nun that first terrorized audiences in The Conjuring 2, as the Abbey becomes a horrific battleground between the living and the damned. And this is a horror movie. The Old Man and the Gun is rated PG-13 for strong language. It runs 1 hour and 33 minutes. At the age of 70, Forrest Tucker, played by Robert Redford in his final movie, makes an audacious escape from San Quentin, conducting an unprecedented string of heists that confound authorities and enchant the public. Wrapped up in the pursuit are Detective John Hunt, who becomes captivated with Forrest's commitment to his craft, and a woman who loves him in spite of his chosen profession. The movie also stars Casey Affleck, Sissy Spacek, Danny Glover, and Tom Waits. And this is a comedy drama. Sisters Brothers is rated R for violence, disturbing images, some sexual content and language. It runs 2 hours and 2 minutes. It is 1851, and Charlie and Eli Sisters, Joaquin Phoenix and Kelly C. Riley, are both brothers and assassins, boys grown to men in a savage and hostile world. They have blood on their hands, that of criminals, that of innocents, and they know no state of existence other than being gunmen. The older of the two, introspective Eli, played by Riley, rides hard with his younger sibling, yet dares to dream of a normal life. The younger of the two, hard-drinking Charlie, played by Phoenix, has taken charge with gusto as lead man on the duo's assignments. Each increasingly questions and quibbles with the other's methods. The sisters, brothers, find themselves on a journey through the Northwest, bringing them to the mountains of Oregon, a dangerous brothel in the small town of Mayfield, and eventually the Gold Rush land of California, a journey that will test the deadly family ties that bind, but it can also be the path to rediscovering what remains of their humanity. This is a comedy. And finally, Venom is rated PG-13 for intense sci-fi violence, action, and language. It runs 1 hour and 52 minutes. Venom is a 2018 American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics character of that same name. Journalist Eddie Brock is trying to take down Carlton Drake, the notorious and brilliant founder of the Life Foundation. While investigating one of Drake's experiments, Eddie's body merges with the alien Venom, leaving him with superhuman strength and power. Twisted, dark, and fueled by rage, Venom tries to control the new and dangerous abilities that Eddie finds so intoxicating. And this is a horror and action-adventure movie. And those are the previews of the movies that are playing with audio description. We do have some that are all, we do have podcasts of reviews of several of these already up, and that would be Venom, The House with a Clock in Its Walls, The Hate U Give, Crazy Rich Asians, A Star is Born, and Halloween 2018. And once again, you can go to www.triangleReadingService.org, click on the podcast link, and then either the, and well, then in this case, click on the movie review link. And the, unfortunately, the titles, they all begin with an M hyphen, and then they're kind of abbreviated, but you should be able to figure out which one is which. And of course, showtimes, you can get those by calling 844-462-7342 and following the menu prompts. Once again, that's 844-462-7342. And a little later in the week, we are expecting reviews of Bad Times at the El Royale, Colette, First Man, and The Old Man and the Gun. So out of these several movies that are available with audio description, there's well over half of them will have reviews available, so you can listen up and make up your mind if you want to make a trip to the movies. And switching gears now, we're going to take a quick look at some of the upcoming plays. For starters, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is playing at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, October 28th, 5 p.m., and you can journey to the land of Narnia, discover the magic and mystery of Aslan, the Great Lion, his struggle with the White Witch, and the adventures of four children who inadvertently wander in to an old wardrobe. The story of love, faith, courage, and giving, and its triumph of good over evil, is a true celebration of life. This is from the story by C.S. Lewis. It is dramatized by Joseph Robinette. And Patrick Torres, the artistic director at Raleigh Little Theater, directs this. You can make reservations by calling 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Adults are $18. Children 12 and under are $10. Next is The Rainmaker at Titmus Theater by NC State University Theater. That's on Friday, November 9th at 7:30 p.m. The play is written by N. Richard Nash. It's the middle of a hot, dry summer in the American Southwest. Lizzie Curry returns home, still a spinster. Jim's carrying on about a little red hat. Noah's badgering everybody. H.C. Curry, their father, doesn't know what a father should do, and the town deputy is wallowing in self-pity. Then Starbuck, a wanted con man, strikes a deal to bring rain in this sentimental romance. This is directed by Mia Self, who tells us that, I was first exposed to The Rainmaker in 1979. It was the Happy Days episode, Fonzie's a Thespian, when he rescues a community theater production that lost their Starbuck. He played opposite Marion Campbell's Lizzie. It was a poetic love story unlike anything I had ever seen, and I dreamed of being a part of this play. This sweet and awkward story invites us all to remember not only adolescent longings for love, but the lifelong persistence of the desire to matter and to belong. The Chicago Reader tells us that The Rainmaker's underlying theme, the need for faith in oneself and others, is universal. Tickets run $23 for regular people. Senior citizens are $21. Faculty and staff are $19. Students are $15, and NCSU students are $6. You can make reservations by calling 919-515-1100. A Midsummer Night's Dream, playing at the Triad Stage in Greensboro. The audio-described performance is Saturday, November 17th at 2 p.m. This is by William Shakespeare, and it is adapted by Preston Lane. Fall in love all over again, but watch your step. Deep in a wondrous forest, mixed-up humans and mischievous creatures turn the world upside down. Let your heart delight in this magical romance. And the artistic director tells us, Midsummer is far more than a simple love story. In the forest where love comes undone, lurks a magical world that is both delightful and dark. Like all great comedies, Shakespeare's play reminds us that truth is at the heart of all laughter, and that the everyday is never far away from the magical. So meet me by moonlight and see what fools we mortals be. You can pay as little as $10 or as much as $55, and I'm sorry they've not given us any contact information. And the final one here I'm going to mention is Jersey Boys at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, which will happen on Saturday, November 17th at 2 p.m. They were just four guys from Jersey until they sang their very first note. They had a sound nobody had ever heard, and the radio just couldn't get enough of that. But while their harmonies were perfect on stage, off stage it was a very different story, a story that has made them an international sensation all over again, featuring legendary top 10 hits Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, and December 1963, Oh, What a Night. Now, tickets run as little as $35 and as much as $95. The number to call for making reservations with North Carolina Theater is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And once again, that number is 919-831-6941, and the extension is 6944. And a quick reminder that you can get showtimes at the movie theaters, at the Regal Theaters, by calling 844-462-7342 and simply following the menu prompts. And we are running out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hope you've enjoyed it, getting this information, and who knows, maybe we might bump into each other at the movies or at a play.